This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku channel. For those who want to watch us, for those who want to listen to us, you have many choices. Hopefully, you're enjoying listening to us on this terrestrial radio station, smart enough to have the foot in the door with The Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio network, Sirius XM, Odyssey, our podcast through the Cumulus Podcast Network. We say hello to everybody listening to us. And then, of course, the viewing audience, you've got a free live stream every day on the Roku channel, on all Roku devices, Samsung Smart TVs, Amazon Fire TV, any Roku device that also can give you the app. You can put the app right there on your mobile device and watch us for free there. The RokuChannel.com is a way you can also watch us for free every single day. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman. How
good
are you, brother?
Rich. What's up, man?
DJ Mikey D is in D's
good morning,
Nuts.
Rich.
Good to see you. TJ Jefferson, light the candle, sir. Good to see you over there.
It's lit, Rich. And you know, yesterday you said the internet was free. And I got to be honest, by the amount of time that Spectrum has called me saying that my bill's 2 days late, I'm here to tell you, it ain't free.
Well, okay.
It's definitely not
good to know.
Free. Yeah.
Wow. Good to know.
Wow.
Good to know.
Very nice.
We're free on the internet.
Wow. Gotcha.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson. How
sir.
Are you?
Thank
TJ's going to have fantasy advice. Chris Brockman's going to give me some either ors for what's more likely on this playoff, this big sports weekend coming up as we're leading up to the playoffs. And I got to tell you, what's more likely, I will do my best to tell you what is more likely in a sport that once again proves you can't predict a damn thing. You can't see anything coming.
Nothing.
The NFL, as I've said over and over again, so fortunate to be involved in the National Football League as it has started its ascendancy and seems to keep on climbing up and reaching heights that you couldn't see coming from many moons ago. But it is the greatest narrative-generating machine in the history of sports, and you could even say pop culture. You can't make stuff up. And the perfect example is what we saw last night on Thursday Night Football that can be summed up with a very simple phrase. What the hell was that?
The hell going on?
The hell was that?
I have no idea.
Because you saw a defending Super Bowl champ come in with six straight losses. The Rams situation has deteriorated so greatly that their Super Bowl MVP has been out for a month. He's not coming back this year, one would assume. The greatest defensive player this league has, arguably, and I will argue that Aaron Donald is that, he was out again. He's hurt. Matthew Stafford has had two concussions. It's now called a spinal cord contusion. I mean, that's just for starters. An offensive line that had potentially its best player sitting on the Amazon Prime set last night. Banged up all year long. Part of the reason why Stafford is all banged up might be the fact that he was banged up coming into the season, but also he was sacked 9 times in the beginning in the first Thursday night of the season. That was Thursday night number one. Banner raised, rings on the fingers, and then Thursday night to kick off week 14, 13 weeks later, we saw a Rams team limp in so badly.
How badly?
That the Amazon Prime broadcast, if you saw, set up the Rams sequel season of following up a Super Bowl championship with the worst movie sequels of all time. They compared the Rams current team to Caddyshack 2.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Did you see that last night?
I did not. That is great, though.
Caddyshack 2 had a good song.
Caddyshack 2.
Bad sequel.
That good opening song.
Well, I'm not saying there is a Kenny Loggins on this team. Bobby Wagner is a great Kenny Loggins that's still playing and singing for this team. But nobody saw coming, certainly in week number one, that Baker Mayfield would be the starting quarterback of this team on this Thursday night after arriving in Los Angeles to become a Ram at 7 o'clock Tuesday night before the Thursday night. He said, Baker Mayfield, that he hopped on a plane prior to it be, or he hopped on a plane on a reservation that he made prior to getting the official word that the Rams had put a claim in for him.
Yeah, he was speaking it into existence.
He's like, I'm just going to get the plane ticket. I'm out of here. And due to his asking, sometimes you don't. I always say, if not me, who, and if not now, when? That's the mantra of this show. That's why we're in year 9 right now, an 8-year anniversary we just celebrated. I say that to you guys all the time. If not me, who? If not now, when? Meaning, if you're not going to try and speak it into existence and make it happen, then who will? And if not now, when are you going to do it? So Baker Mayfield telling Steve Wilks, the interim head coach in Carolina, you're going to make me the number 3 quarterback? Just get me out of here. And Steve Wilks is like, okay, we oblige. And the Rams are like, okay, we'll take you. And then he shows up, okay, what do you got for me? Well, here's a playbook that you can start studying on the plane ride. Okay. And then you show up. Well, what else can I do? Well, you can just go in an immersive study here. Okay. And then you can get 20 walkthrough snaps prior to the game. Okay. We'll still start the other guy. Okay. We'll put you in the game. Okay. And then he starts throwing darts. I mean, his first snap, a 21-yard strike down the field, might have been the best pass a Rams quarterback's thrown in a month.
It was nice.
It was one of those, oh, that's right, that's what can be done here in this offense. But still, you know, you saw things like him turning the wrong way. I mean, things that you would expect of somebody who just started getting in the playbook 48 hours before. But this is still Baker Mayfield, and we love crapping on the guy in this world. Not here. We don't usually traffic in that. But sports fans, I would say, like crapping on the guy. And, you know, he invites it sometimes with his statements, personality, and things of that nature. I always loved it. By the way, he had me at hello when he planted the flag in Columbus, but that's just me. And then what he did in that Rose Bowl I saw back in the day against Georgia. I mean, the guy can sling it. He can throw it. And he became the first overall choice in the draft, which can be a blessing and a curse. And for him, it was a little bit of both. A little bit of both. But he came back from a 13-point deficit in his debut for the Browns. And now he came back from a 13-point deficit in his debut for the Rams. He is the first such quarterback to ever do that. That was what Amazon Prime put up on the screen as he emerged victorious in a game in which he was down by 13 points with 4 minutes to go and was down by 6 points with a minute and change to go, 98 yards in front of him, and no timeouts in his pocket. And he starts leading the team down the field with some help. We'll get to that in a second. And I don't mean Van Jefferson catching a touchdown pass. But you have to give it up to the guy. Just when you think he doesn't have it anymore, he proves to you he still got it. And he still has it. The question is, can he do it for a team at some point over an 18-game regular season? But that's not the conversation to be had today. What he showed is his trademark moxie. And what he showed was he can still sling it. And he can ball when the chips are down. And that was an unbelievable comeback win for a team in Los Angeles that really needed it. They really could use it. And they got it. Baker freaking Mayfield is really, really good at putting his you-know-whats on the table and measuring it against yours. That's what he does really, really well. And he showed it again last night. Congrats to Baker Mayfield. And now the next two Rams games are on national television. So just when you thought the Rams were like done grabbing your attention, how does next Monday night against the Green Bay Packers sound to you?
Game got a lot more interesting.
How does that Christmas Day game against the Denver Broncos and Russell Wilson sound to you? Now, last year, Baker went into Green Bay and damn near pulled one off on the Packers, if you remember that one. But just when you think Baker Mayfield can't do it anymore and doesn't have it, he showed that. And who knows what the future is in Los Angeles. They don't care right now. They've got a few games left, and they just want to win them all and see what happens in this crazy, mixed-up NFL world.
Also, just super eerie, Rich. The last two football games we saw kind of ended in the exact same way. Saints had a 16-3 lead, kick a field goal to start the fourth quarter, and then Tom Brady goes touchdown, touchdown, last second to win the game. And then last night, exact same thing. Raiders kick a field goal to start the fourth quarter, go up 16-3. Rams, touchdown, touchdown, no time left, game over.
This league, man. This league. Now, if I had told you,
What if I told you?
That there would be a team that would lose a 13-point lead and lose a game against somebody that had no business doing what they were doing in a game against them. Had no business doing what they were doing in a game against them because they were just new on the scene and it's damn near unprecedented. Like you've never heard it before. Like say somebody who was 6 days removed from being a television analyst and a high school coach being the new coach of a team on an interim basis after a shocking firing led to his hiring. If I had told you a team would lose against a quarterback that was thrown into a game after just arriving 2 days prior, learning one of the more, one would think, complicated offensive playbooks in the NFL. If I had told you, name me that team that needed the win to continue its comeback, you would have said the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, there's only one answer.
Blindfolded, you would have said the Las Vegas Raiders.
Facts.
I don't know what to make of it. They have the best receiver in football, as was proven last night with a one-handed grab over Jalen Ramsey while Ramsey was fouling him.
To start the game.
And Davante Adams gets just 7 targets in the game, 2 in the second half. They have arguably the best running back in the game. Josh Jacobs led the NFL in rushing coming into Thursday night. They have arguably the best pass rusher in the game. And I know what I'm saying when I'm talking about pass rushers. You have to include Max Crosby in the A++ elite category of pass rushers. They also have on the opposite side of him a guy who's got a Hall of Fame resume who came up with a forced fumble recovery last night. They have that guy. And they've got a quarterback who's really good and can really lead his team. And they have a coach who is such an offensive genius that you could see what happens when he leaves the team that he was coordinating the offense for. This is exactly why, what I just said, I chose the Raiders to win the AFC West this year. And if you look at their 8 losses, 6 of them are now the following. A week 2 home loss to Arizona.
Oh, with the crazy Kyler Murray stuff at the end, right?
Arizona, they led by 20 points, 20-0 at the half. 20-0 at halftime. They lost then in week 5 in Kansas City after being up 17-0 in the second quarter. Oh, well, it was Mahomes and everything like that. Sure. 17-0, you're up. Lost that one. Week 9. Up 13 in Jacksonville, up 20-7 in the second quarter. And then comes last night, up 13 minutes with 4 minutes to go. I'll do you one better. Up by 6 with 1.5 minutes to go after the punter comes up with the most remarkable punt to pin the Rams on their own 2-yard line without any timeouts. It was so amazing. The Raiders, who were down the field to try and down the ball, just kept letting it roll to its natural resting place on the 2-yard line. And we're celebrating it by doing the gritty around the football. Because they knew Baker Mayfield had no timeouts left and had no knowledge of the playbook prior to 48 hours before.
And 98 yards to go.
And they had a pass rush that was so dominant, they were being held on every single damn play.
Yeah.
And the refs watched Max Crosby get taken down to the ground as if WWE was in the building last night, or AEW, to be fair and balanced, not the NFL.
We're here for both.
But the ref sure saw Jerry Tillery's brain fart of slapping the ball out of Baker Mayfield's hands while he was trying to get it, I imagine, back to the official to plant the ball as fast as possible, because we saw, with all due respect, in last year's Dallas Cowboys playoff loss, that's how you have to get the ball spotted when you have no timeouts left and the time and the clock is ticking against you like Mona Lisa Vito. Okay, so you've got to get this ball down, and Jerry Tillery slaps the ball out of his hands. What the hell are you thinking? Just like watching Deion Sanders back in the day watch football with us, watching somebody doing something stupid. If I was Josh McDaniels, I would have cut him on the spot.
Cut him.
I would have told him, you must still have your belongings in this building where the Chargers let you go from a couple weeks ago. Go pick those up and go Uber your ass home. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for talking so plainly, but as you know, I do have a lot of skin in this game. I do have a lot of skin in this game. And then to watch Mayfield march down the field and play press man coverage. I'm not an all-22 guy. I'm not an X and O's guy. But this is the coverage you play when you look at the quarterback and say, you make the throw. And you look at the wide receiver and say, you beat the coverage. And it's fine and dandy to puff your chest out and play that way. But not when you have the clock and the scoreboard in your favor. And you have to be smarter than this. And make sure that anything that's thrown is thrown to the middle. And you defend significantly everything on the edges. Look, the Raiders also jumped off sides on a 4th-and-3 on a punt when the Rams are punting and basically waving a white flag.
Yep.
The interception at the end of the first half, Derek Carr got bumped as he threw it. It was a terrible-looking throw, and you have to sit here and think, okay, you want to jam the – just get the 3 and get the hell out of here. Keep building your lead, for crying out loud.
Just hand it off to Josh Jacobs.
My God.
The dude is killing it.
Unless it's 3rd-and-1. How many times did they run this Mac Hollins end-around for a first down? Where was that on, like, 3rd-down?
I don't know, but that couldn't be stopped.
It's all second-guessing. It's all second-guessing. That doesn't need to be second-guessed, because the 6th of the 8th loss was against Jeff Saturday in his first game as the interim head coach when he was just thrown into the mix. Frank Reich gets fired. The whole Colts building had to be shocked about that. And then in comes a guy who's never coached at the collegiate or professional level before. Yeah, he's Jeff Saturday. He's Mr. Indianapolis Colts. Everybody's got his jersey on up there in the stands in Indianapolis, but as the head coach, and you're going to have as the play caller a guy who's never done it either, and you're going to start Matt Ryan after being benched out of the blue, and he's going to run for 40 damn yards and a 3rd-down against you. I mean, this is unbelievable. Just if the Raiders protected any of these leads and won any of these 2 games, either of them, let's just say both of them, let's say they did all of this and finished strong and didn't shoot themselves in the foot or slap footballs away or suddenly go into a tortoise shell on offense when you need to be aggressive and then go overly aggressive like your Greg Williams hopped up on caffeine on defense when you should be more conservative at the end of the game. 5-8. 5-8 turns into 11-2. 5-8 turns into 11-2.
Yo, the Raiders should be 5-seed at worst.
Oh, what was I thinking? Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in, but now again.
But you were on it. It's like a bad beat when you gamble, ooh. Rich. You were on the right side.
They pull me back in.
I don't know. I mean, they got the Patriots the following week, then the Christmas Day game Christmas Eve game I'm calling in Pittsburgh. Who the hell knows, man? But I can't believe what I saw last night. I can't believe it. Sorry, Raiders fans. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Buda Baker is going to join us. He's playing against the Patriots next. DK Metcalf, we have not spoken to him all year long. Lots to talk about, man. With him, about scoring the game-winning touchdown in SoFi Stadium against these Rams, who just bounced back from that last-second loss. Taking on Bobby Wagner, who, by the way, made that stop on 3rd-and-1 against Josh Jacobs to get the ball back to Baker Mayfield and have a shot at having that comeback. And we also haven't spoken to DK Metcalf since he took that cart, I believe.
That's right.
To go potty.
Are you going to try to...
The potty cart.
Are you going to work that question in, Rich?
I intend to.
Potty cart.
Odell Beckham Jr. spoke on Amazon Prime's The Shop simulcast last night, made a fascinating comment about his free agency tour. What's more likely? Fantasy advice, sneaky good games, and you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on The Rich Eisen Show. All-Pro safety Buda Baker from the Arizona Cardinals. How are you, Buda?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am doing well. I really appreciate you calling in because, you know, I know this season is not going the way that you had envisioned. Walk me through your mindset right now as you get set to take on the Patriots Monday Night Football, Buda.
Yeah, mindset for me personally, you know, we got 5 opportunities to make the best out of it. You know what I mean? And it all starts with week 1, game 1, which right now is the Patriots on Monday night. So just worrying about the Patriots, trying to get a W. Like you said, season hasn't gone the way that, you know, we've wanted, the way I wanted personally. And, you know, it's just the steps to get another W. So right now I'm in that process.
Well, I know, and I could see how you take the loss or losses, Buda. We all saw it on the Hard Knocks that is going on right now, the unprecedented Hard Knocks of following you during a playing season where you spoke to the team after losing at home. Can you, you know, give me a little bit more insight on when you addressed the team and how you let it all pour out of your system and why, Buda?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was like kind of early in the season, playing a really good team in the Philadelphia Eagles, I believe it was, and you know, just a game that got ahead of us, and, you know, they beat us. And, you know, me personally, that was just some raw emotion that you saw that, you know, I didn't really know the cameras were on, but just raw emotion that, you know, I was expressing to my team, to my teammates, that, man, we should have got that one, and we gotta work harder each and every week, you know, like I said earlier on. And, you know, after that, I see, you know, the season hasn't still gone the way we wanted to, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, control what you can control, and, you know, I can control giving it my all every single play, every single snap, and, you know, try to lead by example, but also try to, you know, help guys out as well in all the little things possible to help us possibly get a win. So, you know, that was just some raw emotion that you saw from me, and yeah.
No, and it was really, I'll be honest, inspiring to see that. You know, and I know that that's not what you know, that's not the way that you'd want to inspire based on the source material being a loss. But when the cameras were turned off, how did your teammates take that?
Oh, man. I mean, all the guys definitely respected it and definitely, okay. You know, of course, wanted to win that game as well. And, you know, guys were kind of just disappointed in each other and disappointed in themselves that, you know, we let a game go by. And, you know, since then, of course, you know, we've had some losses, had a win, had some losses. But at the end of the day, we're just trying to take it one day at a time now. What's in the past is in the past, and now we can only worry about the present and the future. And the future is 5 more weeks left. 5 more opportunities left to play this game, and we got to make the best out of it.
Buda Baker, Arizona Cardinals safety here on the Rich Eisen Show. And while, you know, while we are in the present, part of the present is a comment made by a former teammate of yours and Patrick Peterson about Kyler Murray and him being more about himself. Is there anything you want to chime in on that front, Buddha, Baker?
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now in the present, like you said, you know, P2, he's not with us anymore, and he's been with the Vikings for 2 years now. So, he doesn't really have, you know, much to say about the Cardinals because he hasn't been in the locker room. And for me, I can just say that, you know, K1 has grown so much. He's a great player, of course, but also a guy who's, you know, of course, talking to guys on the field. He demands excellence. If he messes up, he wants to run it back. If a player messes up, he wants to run it back as well. And just a true professional that, of course, is angry about us not winning games as well, but and is a true winner. So a guy who just comes into work each and every day and wants to be great and wants to, you know, have his teammates trust him and we trust him as well. So, you know, just a guy, an all-around great dude, and a guy that, you know, you can text and he'll respond to you. You can, you know, talk to him in the locker room, asking him about, you know, offensive strategies and what does he see and things like that. And just a guy who's all-around great dude.
So Peterson is mistaken in saying that, is what you're saying.
I mean, you know, P2's my guy, you know, so right. Definitely, you know, that's my friend as well. And, you know, I know, you know, emotions get the best of us sometimes. And, you know, just a guy that, you know, of course, I feel like just a little bit of the emotions got the best of him.
Buddha Baker, Arizona Cardinals safety here on the Rich Eisen Show. The challenge of taking on the Patriots, there's so much conversation, Buddha, about the Patriots' offense and who's coordinating it and their lack of experience in coordinating it and how the offense has been simplified there and potentially easier to decipher. What are you seeing on film getting ready for this game so far?
Yeah, I see an offense who, you know, has a great quarterback who can, you know, be that general and lead his team to wins. I see a second-year running back in number 38 who's a big guy and a guy who can make – you know, they throw it to him in the receiving, and he also rushes, you know, a top target in rushing, of course, and then also a top target in receiving. So, you know, we know that it's all going to be about stopping that run game first and foremost and getting them to pass the ball. And, you know, their offense works well for them. You know, like you said, they kind of have a different thing each and every week for a certain team. So with us, we kind of don't really know exactly what that different thing is going to be. But we know it's a team that can run the ball and also, you know, has those great quick game, you know, passes. You know, number 16 gets a lot of those targets as well. And just a team that we know that we're going to have to stop the run, stop the screen game, stop the quick game, and get them to hopefully throw those, you know, longer intermediate throws and get time for our D-line to rush the QB.
Yeah, 38's a large individual. He causes business decisions to be made on the spot, does he not, Buddha?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. I'm watching film, and I'm seeing guys, you know, shy away from contact. I'm seeing him break tackles on linebackers, D-line, of course, DBs as well. So, you know, a full team effort you have to do in order to stop this guy because rarely he gets tackled by the first guy. So, you know, guys are going to have to rally to the ball. We always talk about it, all 11 to the ball to get this guy down because, you know, like he said, you know, he's causing guys to make business decisions.
Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see Ramondre Stevenson as people have turned it down. But Buddha Baker, you don't turn that down, right? You'll go right. You'll take him out, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't turn nothing down. I'm definitely going to, you know, go. All 190 pounds of me is going to go full speed into him, you know.
Is that soaking wet, Buddha? Is that soaking wet?
Yeah,
buck 90?
All 190 right now, soaking wet, baby. So not with the pads on. You know, I might be 195 with the pads
on. Okay, good. Good. Yeah, coming downhill, you know, a little bit of force behind it, too. No question about that.
You know, of course, speed, velocity, you know, in science class, you know about velocity. So the faster I go, you know, the better chance that I get on taking him down because, like you said, he's about 240. If I'm going full speed, he's going full speed at 240. He might smack me. So I got to go a little bit more faster.
Have you ever crossed paths with Belichick? You strike me as a player that he would adore to talk to and coach.
Oh, man, one time, maybe was it 2-3 years ago, you know, our team was kind of hit by a lot of injuries, so we had a lot of guys playing different positions. So I kind of had to be that safety shield, always in a post, trying to direct guys on what to do. So I wasn't able to play, you know, my game. But, you know, of course, this year I'm definitely excited to go against, you know, one of the golden coaches in coaching in Bill Belichick.
Yeah, like I said, you'd be the type of player that I think he would appreciate, you know, just chopping it up with. But you've never spoken to him? You've never crossed paths with Bill at any point?
I've only spoken to him, of course, in the, you know, in the combine with all the meetings and stuff.
Oh.
So, you know, I spoke to him then, and, you know, we kind of talked about high school and stuff like that. He reminds me of my high school coach back in the day, Butch Gontroff, kind of the same mentality, same, you know, never smiling, nothing's ever good enough. You know, that's what I grew up on. So just seeing him, how the way he coaches from afar, you know, I kind of just know, like, how it is.
The tough love. Exactly. So before I let you go, Buda Baker, normally 4-8 in previous years meant that the team needs to finish strong to just get to 500. You can finish with a winning record and then obviously let the chips fall where they may in terms of where tiebreakers are to make the playoffs. Is that your focus? Are you guys talking about that?
Oh, yeah.
Right now?
Of course. You know, of course, we always talk about 1 week at a time. Like you said, we're 4-8 right now. We understand we got to take it 1 week at a time. But if we can get these four wins, you know, who knows what could happen. So our mentality, our main goal is taking it, of course, 1 week at a time. But, you know, try to win out. Like you said, you know, we're 4-8. Let's try to win out and see where that takes us.
Buda Baker, thanks for the time, man. I always appreciate chopping it up with you and just hearing your voice and seeing, you know, your positivity and just your passion is just, it's second to none, man. So I appreciate the time.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man. Hey, let's get you running a 4-8, 4-9 next year, man.
Well, any tips on that, Buda? I'm wide open. I'm wide open.
It's all about the start in the shin angles. You know, you got to have that nice shin angle right before the start so you can get off. That
first shin angle
is what matters.
What do you mean the shin angle? What do you mean?
So the shin angle, you kind of want it like a sprinter stance, you know. So as you're getting into your stance, you want both of your shins kind of in that 45 degree angle to in order to help you take off in that 40.
You know, I'm 53 years old though, Buddha, right? I mean, I don't know if my shins have angles like that, to be very honest with you.
Stretch a little bit, you know, a little yoga, Pilates.
Okay.
You'll get there.
Okay. Thank you. I'm writing it all down. I'm taking copious notes. Thanks for the time, Buda Baker. You're the man.
Thank you.
You got it. At Buda Baker 3 on Twitter and Instagram. The Arizona Cardinals, 3-time All-Pro safety, getting set to take on the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football on Westwood 1, right here on The Rich Eisen Show. I don't have the heart, or didn't have the heart, to tell Buda Baker I already do Pilates. And the great Windsor chose a Pilates studio here in Los Angeles.
Yep.
And don't have the shin angles. And it's got nothing to do with the instructors. It's got to do, it's operator error.
Yep.
I wrote that down, though.
Shin angles.
Buda Baker's shin angles.
I need better shin angles. All right, well, it's going to be all about the shin angles and everything else right now as there's a penalty kick between Croatia and Brazil.
Oh, my gosh. What a thrilling
I'm glad
match.
You guys kept your composure as Croatia with the equalizer with about 3 minutes to go in
extra time.
Well, it's not extra. The stoppage time. Is this extra time? Is that what we call it?
We call it extra time. Stoppage time is the injury.
Right.
That's what I guess.
Penalty stoppage. Kicks. We're going to take a break. Come back. All our phone lines are lit. I absolutely love that. You can listen to the NFL, by the way, in the NFL app, on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One station streams, or by simply asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Call us. We're taking phone calls when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, hour number two. Rich Eisen Show. We're watching penalty kicks between Croatia and Brazil, and Croatia is up 4-2. They're up 4-2 right now. If Brazil misses this penalty kick, then the favorites in the remaining field of the 2022 World Cup will be out.
Oh, baby.
And out of respect to the people on the phone lines waiting to talk, I know you guys will go crazy. You can't handle your business.
Crazy. We just got to wait.
We're going to wait till this ends. We're going to wait till this ends. I might as well get some business in here.
Well, yeah. I'm going to walk over here with you guys.
Come on, TJ.
There you go. TJ can't see it.
Come on,
this
TJ.
Is like what I did for The Price
well,
is Right
TJ
when you're on The Price is Right.
Over there.
There is no popcorn machine on the line here like nah, TJ's Price is Right. This is much bigger.
That should have cost
all of Brazil holding its breath, needing this penalty kick, and they... Oh!
Wow!
Sorry.
Oh, they just got waxed.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
God.
And scene.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, compose yourself. Brazil is out.
Wow.
Croatia moves on because Brazil just hit the post on a penalty kick, and it's over. We all good?
Yeah, we're all good.
You know who's not good? You know who's not good?
All of Brazil.
All of Brazil. And anybody who roots for Brazil. They are freaking out. How did this happen? It was 1-0 with 2 minutes to go in extra time. And then they turned it over Croatia on a transition game. Nothing's more exciting than transition game in soccer because you're running half a football field to, right. to transition. Unreal. And a Croatian shot went off of the leg of a Brazilian defender to tie the game at one, and then they win it in penalty kicks. Holy crap. Let's go to the phone lines. Henry in Bloomington, Indiana. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Henry?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
We can hear
you,
Henry.
Hey, Henry.
How are you guys doing today?
Great.
What's on your mind, Henry?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm watching the game last night, and that was absolutely impossible what Baker Mayfield did. And I wake up, and I still think I'm in shock. But you know who else is waking up today asking himself a big question? John Lynch is waking up and asking, why didn't I put in a claim for Baker Mayfield?
Well, to be honest with you, Henry, even if he had, the Rams were higher than the Niners in the waiver wire order. They would never have gotten him.
I think that's right. I know that's right. But you got to try if you're John Lynch, right? You have to try.
I guess, you know, and thank you for the call, Henry. I appreciate it. Sounds like a very sunny day there in Bloomington, Indiana. Very sunny man, Henry.
No need to try when you knew you weren't going to get it.
Hey, man, it's a Brock Purdy world right now. This is it. They are in on him. And they hope that Purdy goes on a run similar to the opposing quarterback when he first started in the NFL and got his first consecutive starts in the NFL way back 22 years ago. How about Brock Purdy v. Tom Brady is the first matchup for Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy's a favorite in that game.
I would say the 49ers are a favorite in that game.
Well, that's how you see it.
That is going to be a dynamite football game.
I know who I'm taking in the game.
Oh, I know who I'm taking in the game, too. Yeah. I think San Francisco wins this. They're a better team.
No chance. Tom Brady's not losing to Brock Purdy, Rich.
Okay. The 49ers are going to be particularly ready for the Buccaneers on the defensive side of the football. Brock Purdy, all he's got to do is he's got to give him two touchdowns. Two. That's it. The way that the Bucs have been playing. The Bucs can play their best game of the year. I saw it with my own two eyes in Germany. And that's the only time that team's shown up in that manner all year long. It would be wild if they show up that way in Santa Clara. That would be unreal. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Jared in Colorado Springs, Colorado. You're here on the show. What's up, Jared?
Hey, Rich.
What's going on?
Big Raiders fan here.
Yep.
Really appreciated your support this year, but I wanted to give you my theory on how to beat the Las Vegas Raiders.
Okay.
Basically, you let them get a lead on you. Doesn't matter how big. And then just watch them turn into a giant explosive device on their own side of the field. Can't even manage to put together more than 10 pass attempts in the entire second half?
I don't blame you for feeling this way, Jared. I'm with you. I saw a team that added Davante Adams and Chandler Jones to a team that won its last four games. I mean, thanks for the call. You look at a team that finishes strong the year before, usually they bring that momentum into the following season. But that momentum involved a head coach that had his finger on the pulse of things, and instead they went with a head coach who was going to change everything. And it seemed to finally sink in the last 3 weeks. I know Kyle Brandt, our friend from Good Morning Football, said that the Raiders should have been forced to walk back to Las Vegas.
Pretty good.
And I cannot imagine how that might have been. Look, I've been on many flights from Vegas back to Los Angeles that felt like it was 6 hours long because I just lost significantly in that town. I remember that, those feelings.
Your shirt?
Whatever that is, it was exactly that feeling. I cannot imagine what it must have been like in that locker room last night and then on the bus ride to the airport and then the flight back to Las Vegas. Holy crap. Talk about, I guess if you're talking about explosive devices, right? Like our caller just did, perfect name for the video of the 2022 Las Vegas Raiders, the Hurt Locker. Just put on that suit. Kathy in Philadelphia, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Kathy?
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
What's on your mind, Kathy?
Well, first, happy Chrismica, in case I don't speak to you before then.
Well, congrats on having Trey Turner under your tree.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I actually have a start bench cut for you, Rich.
Okay.
For value added to the Rich Eisen Show.
Hold on a second. We've got, let's see if we can get production value for you.
Wait a minute. This sounds like that what we were talking about today, and we don't.
Okay, we'll see. I don't know. We've got about 2 minutes left in this segment. Go ahead and hit it. Go ahead, hit it.
Start now.
Bench. Just sit down and be quiet.
Or cut.
Get up.
All right, Kathy, the floor is yours. What do you got?
Okay, here we go. Jerry Jones audio drops. Mike Tomlin one-liners, Bill Belichick press conference moment.
Okay, yay. I am cutting Mike Tomlin's.
Wow.
I am benching Jerry Jones's sound drops and then a Bill Belichick press conference moment. It might be recency bias, but I just can't get enough of them, and I have just been told we have one for later in his response to Vance Joseph's assessment of the offensive play calling that he is going to have to defend. Now, I understand, Mike, that you would start the Jerry Jones stuff. I mean, you're crazy.
Not even
right.
A question.
And then you'd bench the Mike Tomlin, and then you'd cut the Bill Belichick press conference moment, because all you have to do is just press one button for that. The other ones, you are in control
like
of when that
press
happens.
Conferences, though.
Kathy, thanks for the call. Greatly appreciate it. That's where I would go.
Never say never, but never.
It's great. I understand that. But the Bill Belichick press conference moment, you can't. I tell you when that's going to happen. The other ones, you have control, Mike.
True.
Trust me, I deal with children all the time, and I know when they like having control. It's the truth. I speak truth.
Richie, my child.
Rich, you think Baker bought that ticket after seeing us the day before say that he was going to get spite signed?
No, the spite signed.
So I think that's why he was like, you know what? That sounds good.
Hell of a spite store.
I'm just saying.
Hell of a spite store.
I think he saw that and then he bought the ticket.
Because last night the Rams sure had the beans. They sure had the beans. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk on the latest of what's going on with John Gruden in the NFL coming up.